This is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 13, 2024. This Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by AmWager.com. AmWager.com, AmWager, is a great legal online wagering website with great betting tools and perks. AmWager.com is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America as well as many around the world. Check it out at amwager.com. You can also get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the aptly named Key Races and Bets blog, totally free by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start the Saturday, April 13th Key Races with race 6 at Keeneland. Post time 3:40 Eastern. The top contender is Musical Mischief, and there's a vulnerable favorite here in Julia Shining. In spite of this race having a field of 7, this is an exceptionally bettable race because Musical Mischief would be a great bet even at half her 5-1 odds, while even money favorite Julia Shining would be an exceptionally poor bet at even 2-1, but she's less than that. Assessing whether a favorite is legitimate, vulnerable, or false is a key method to help determine whether we should even consider betting a race. And in this case, Julia Shining is a vulnerable favorite, and this is a race to bet. Both fillies are 4 years old, with 2 career wins, and both are talented. But Julia Shining would not win this race 50 times out of 100 if it was run with the same field at the same distance, as is expected by her even money starting odds. The reason for her low odds is the company she's faced, having run 6 straight stakes races after winning her debut 18 months ago at Keeneland. She won one of those 6, her second career start, in November 22, and hasn't won since, even though she did finish second once and third in 2 other races. Furthermore, Julia Shining is a deep closer who is usually last in the field early, rallying late but not getting up in time. Next, she returns from nearly 5 months off, racing in a 2-turn race with no sprint prep. Even her best efforts aren't such that if repeated, she would trounce this field, so I'm taking a stand against her, and in this case, when we have vulnerable favorite, we look for a horse that we have confidence betting in to win. Musical Mischief is that horse, as both her wins came in 2-turn dirt races like this one. Those wins came in a maiden race and a first-level allowance, so she fits perfectly at the second-level allowance. After the 2 wins, she ran 2 stakes races, 1 on turf and 1 on dirt, finishing 3rd in the former and 4th in the latter. Now drop back to allowance company and getting Lasix, which she had for both her wins but not the 2 stakes tries, we can assume that Musical Mischief's effort put forth at the 1 lower allowance condition is representative of what she could do today. In that race last November at Churchill Downs, Musical Mischief stalked the pace in 3rd in the early stages, then drew off to dominate by 11 lengths, earning a 97 equibase speed figure, not really that different than the 102 figure Julia Shining earned in her last start before the long layoff she returns from. Likely to be sitting 2nd off the pace of the likely frontrunner Little King's Princess, Musical Mischief appears very capable of repeating that effort and posting the mile upset in this race because she's going to get the lead first over and Julia Shining will have to come catch her. In race 6 at Keeneland on Saturday, April 13th with a 3:40 post, Musical Mischief is a win bet for me at 5-2 or more. Going to play some doubles in race 6 with Musical Mischief. In race 7, which is a very full field, we're going to go deep and use Play the Music, Bling, Ouvre, Secret Money, Roses for Deborah, Elm Drive, and Love Rains. I'll say that again. Musical Mischief in the 6th. In race 7 in the double, use Play the Music, Bling, Ouvre, Secret Money, Roses for Deborah, Elm Drive, and Love Rains. And then we'll play a similar pick 3 because we have a single horse in the 3rd leg in race 8. So in race 6, Musical Mischief. In race 7, Play the Music, Bling, Ouvre, Secret Money, Roses for Deborah, Elm Drive, and Love Rains. And in race 8, Classic Cash. Moving on to that race 7, the Giants Causeway Stakes, a grade 3 stakes, race 7 at Keeneland, post 4:12 Eastern on Saturday the 13th. The top win contenders are Love Rains, Bling, Ouvre, and Roses for Deborah. Other horses to consider, who I wouldn't argue with if you like them, are Secret Money, Elm Drive, and Play the Music. Because this field is consisting of 12 horses, plus 1 also eligible, it's highly unlikely there'll be a strong favorite, and it's likely there'll be 1 or 2 horses which may normally be lower odds and will be good odds today. One of those is Love Rains, who demolished a field of 12 by 10 lengths in her career debut at this distance nearly 2 years ago over the Keeneland turf. Then after a 4th of 21 finish in the Queen Mary Stakes at Royal Ascot, won the Bolton Atlantic Stakes at Saratoga that summer, easily as well. After a poor effort at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint in the fall of 2022 against males, Love Rains won the Limestone Sprint at Keeneland at this distance 1 year ago this weekend, this time rallying from 8th of 11 after being stopped in traffic. Love Rains came back last summer and ran poorly at Saratoga, was freshened again. Now she returns to the course. She's 2-for-3 over. At the distance, she's 3-for-5 over. And off a layoff where she's 3-for-4. Love Rains opens at 8-to-1. Gets Rosario, who rode to the win in the Limestone at Keeneland, gets a good outside post, and also gets a sizzling early pace to set up her kick because of need the lead types, BG Warrior and Kissed by Fire. So, in this case, Love Rains has a big shot to win this year's Giants Causeway. Bling also likes the course, particularly the distance, where she's 1-for-1 at Keeneland, 2-for-2 overall at the trip. The win came 6 months ago at the fall meeting in a stakes quality classified allowance race. John Velasquez had not ridden Bling before or after, but gets back on today. In that race, Bling rallied from 8th of 9 and is likely to be another, leveling off nicely for a big kick in the final stages. Uver loves to win races. She's got 15 wins in 26 races, 6-for-12 on turf, 4-for-7 at this distance on turf. Uver also owns a win at Keeneland 6 months ago, as good as the one Bling put forth at last fall's meeting, but at a mile. She cuts back from a mile on a 16th, and that will sharpen her late kick and enable her to run as well as she did in her second and third starts before this one at this trip when winning and finishing second under Jockey Loveberry, who gets back aboard and also rode to a win in a turf sprint last summer at Kentucky Downs. Roses for Deborah rounds out the main quartet of horses to consider as win contenders at the lowest odds of the group 4-to-1. She's another who likes to win, sporting a 7-for-11 overall record, including 4-of-8 on turf. All were turf sprints. Roses for Deborah won 4 straight races starting in May of last year when turning from a layoff since the previous year, 2 of those stakes. And similarly, she makes her 2024 debut, so has a big shot to run well fresh as well as she did last year off the bench. For exactas and maybe for win bets, as I said, I wouldn't talk you out of them. Secret Money, 15-to-1 morning line. Elm Drive, 7-to-2, and Play the Music, 5-to-1. All deserve consideration. Secret Money broke her maiden at this trip at Keeneland on turf, won a stakes on grass last summer at Kentucky Downs. She certainly can improve off a fourth place finish last month after 3 months off. Elm Drive missed by a head in the similar Grade 3 turf sprint stakes when last seen in January, and it's a good sign Luis Saez gets on. While Play the Music seeks her third straight turf win, the last a sprint stakes like this one, but she does get the possibly disadvantageous rail after breaking from the outside in her last 2 races. Just the same, she's a closer and can drop back and come around to pass horses if the pace is hot as expected. In the Giants Causeway Stakes, race 7 at Keeneland, Saturday, April 13th, 4:12 Eastern. The best way to determine which horse or horses to bet to win is to set an odds line, which I always do with my selections, and compare it to the odds near post time as follows. Love Rains, 3-to-1. Uvra, 4-to-1. Bling, 4-to-1. Roses for Deborah, 4-to-1. Now, what we need to do is consider 2 of the 4, at least, at those odds or above. The 2 at the highest odds, the highest ratio or best, or the 2 at the highest odds. With a likely opportunity, we're going to be able to bet at least 2 of them. We should consider what's called dutching the bet, which means prorating the wagers based on the odds for the best mathematical edge. And at Enwager.com, there's a free dutching tool, which allows you and me to set the amount you want to bet and does all the math for us, helping us to get our best advantage. For the exacta, this is where it gets interesting because there is a potential for a nice profit given there are no clear favorites. On the other hand, we don't want to cut into our profit too much by playing too many combinations. As such, I'm going to play the following 2 exactas. One is going to be Love Rains on top in the first position over Bling, Uvra, Roses for Deborah, Secret Money, Elm Drive, and Play the Music. The second is going to be Love Rains, Uvra, and Bling over Love Rains, Bling, Uvra, Roses for Deborah, Secret Money, Elm Drive, and Play the Music. So for the dollar minimum, the first bet has a cost of $6, and the second bet has a cost of $18 for a total of $24. We win twice if Love Rains wins, and we hope that Love Rains stays at about 8-to-1, and we get a couple of nice prices, and the exact could easily pay over $100. Even though we did play the pick three, which I like very much in race six, I do want to play some doubles from race seven to race eight. And in this case, I'm going to use all the contenders in race seven, which are Love Reigns, Bling, Uvra, Rose for Deborah, Secret Money, Elm Drive, and Play the Music, and in race eight, Classic Catch. Closing out this week's Key Races and Bets podcast is race eight at Keeneland with a post of 4:44 Eastern. And the only contender in the race, win contender, for me, is Classic Catch. Now, Classic Catch does open a 2-1 in the 7-horse field. Even at that price, I think he's a low-odds overlay. I'm hopeful the doubles in pick three started in earlier races are live, and if so, paying well, we can forego a win bet on Classic Catch. But if not, consider it. This third-level allowance features a field of seven, with six of the seven having big question marks, such as coming back off a layoff running two turns without a prep, or never having run well at this distance. Classic Catch has no such concerns, as he earned his first and second wins at a mile and an eighth and his third at 10 furlongs. After that third win last summer at Saratoga, he ran second in the Jockey Club Derby Invitational on dirt, then finished eighth in his first try on turf, which we can ignore. Now he's freshened, he's likely very fit, and he's coming back for Pletcher, who wins 25% off layoffs of 6 months or more in these situations. Considering the 106 and 101 Equibase speed figures that Classic Catch earned in his last two dirt races of 2023 as a three-year-old, which are already superior to anything anybody else in the field has run, and as a four-year-old, he should be even stronger physically and run even faster, Classic Catch appears to be a standout in terms of probability to win the race. Nevertheless, for a win bet, even though we might have doubles, I'll consider a win bet on Classic Catch at 8-5 or more. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, totally free at amwager.com by clicking on How to Bet. While you're there, if you're not a member, look around. Amwager.com is free to sign up for residents of most states in North America. It's easy to use, and it offers a lot of benefits for the racing fan. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.